Welcome back, to another episode of Debate the Music, episode 20. I'm your host, Chris.
I'm your host, Pierre.
Yeah, man, we're going to stop shouting out our Twitters. If you ain't following me, you must not want to follow me. You sleeping. It's cool. Whatever. You'll do it eventually.
Same here, yeah.
Same here. First thing we got to start with is this whole Chris Brown situation. It's not nothing negative. It is music. I know last time we discussed them. Last time we discussed, we said we'll talk about him only in the music capacity, and he's finally back in the studio. In the studio a lot, apparently, because...
a little too much.
He supposedly has a 40-track album coming. Now, bro, how wild is that to you? 40 songs? 40?
I feel like it's... overdoing it. I mean, I feel like 40. I mean, I know it's a double album, but still, I just feel like that's way too much, man. Like, I feel like 20 would have been good, or, you know, most albums that have come out lately have been around the 15, 14 cutoff mark. Now, I'm going over some of these songs, and I'm just kind of nervous about, well, not necessarily nervous, but just kind of wondering what direction this album is going to go in, because he got songs that's like, okay, the party joint is dope, I'm not going to front. But then he got a song called Juicy Booty. And I'm like, yo, where is this going? So I'm pretty sure it's going to be a mixture of like all his work combined. Like, how, you know how when Neo started off with strictly R&B, and then he went to do that EDM pop shit, and that's what hurt his career. So,
but I think with going something like that is hard, it's dangerous, because you don't want to go out there, you know, and then
it is very dangerous. I agree.
You got 40 songs. It's like out of 40, probably like 10 are gonna be good, man. Then it makes it look like you put out a terrible album. I don't think that's smart. I think if he should have been more calculated with it and put out hot singles every week on a certain day, or just make an announcement, I'm doing singles every week for a certain day. So for a month and a half, that day of the week becomes your day, you feel me? And then leading up to the summer, you just keep doing that every Tuesday, drop a song every Tuesday. So then when your album come out on that last Tuesday, boom, you drop that shit on iTunes, it's a wrap. You put it on Apple Music, title is just over with, you know what I'm saying? That would be a more strategic way to get the album out there. But I think just dropping 40 songs, because I look at 15 track albums and be like, oh, well, it's like six good ones, and that's considered a great album. So if you got 40 songs, you're gonna need at least 20 of them for it to be good, for it to be considered a great album.
Exactly. And I'm going over these, like I said, the track list, man, it's all over the place. He got a track called Pull Up. He got a track called I Love Her. Now, when you look at this track list, it makes you wonder, is there going to be any songs about Karrueche in this album? And I'm pretty sure there will be. So, best of luck to Chris Brown. hopefully it's like amazing. I'm not going to say flawless, because no album is flawless, but hopefully it's amazing. And, I mean, maybe 30 out of the 40 would be good. Who knows? But we just got to wait and see, man, on that part. Because it's like, yo, like, when I saw it this morning, I'm just like, wait, am I reading this right? 40? Oof. I'm like, I don't know, man. I feel like he should have took the future approach. Drop one week, drop the other one the next week, or something like that. But if he going to drop all 40 at one time, I don't know, man. That's kind of, like I said, that's pushing it.
Right, that's doing too much, man. So I don't know, man. My thing is, I hope with Chris Brown, he can get back to doing the genuine music, you know, the real R&B, the singing, and, you know, the pop stuff is good, but he needs to start making the more sexy songs again, get back to the 90s vibe type of R&B, you know, because that's what fans really love. So hopefully he can get back to that. That's a good way to lead us into our next conversation about album sales, man. We got to discuss some numbers. What's going it's on only with your right. boy, man? What's going on with your boy Wale, man? That's your boy.
That is. I came from it is. Yeah, man, these album sales are pretty depressing. I was over here looking at them, and there was a recent comment or tweet I seen. Playboi Carti outsold Wale, and it's kind of depressing, but then again, it's kind of like, I think it's one of those damn if you do, damn if you don't things. I just feel like, let's be honest, if you're not Kendrick or Drake big, hell, J. Cole big, you won't do numbers like that. Not saying Wale isn't, not saying Wale is, but a lot factors into album sales, and I just feel like lack of promotion hurt Wale. Let's be real, lack of promotion. Maybe the sudden drop, you know, a week before hurt him. It could be a lot of things. I'm not going to make excuses for him. I mean, it is depressing. It is kind of like, yikes, like, you know, 22K, like, damn. But
bro, I mean, that shit hit me hard when I read it. I was like, damn, man, that's rough.
It is. It's very rough. I mean, at least he came out and said he don't care about the album sales, but it just makes you wonder, like, had he stuck with the date of the 5th, would the album sales have been better?
And I mean, this is a part that really hit me too, man. Mary J. Blige, Strength of a Woman, you know, she dropped hers same day, same time.
Right.
She is 72,000.
Yep.
So it's like, damn, that kind of... Wale, he got to catch up to the R&B singers before he catch up to Drake and Kendrick and Cole, you know. And I do agree with you, man. It's like, if he stick with his same flow, his same vibe, does he still get that same hit? You know, and I haven't even heard anybody discussing his album, so it's a tough one, man. It's tough.
I've heard a lot of people that say they do like it. I've heard a lot of people say that they don't like it. I've even heard people say that they didn't like it, and once they went back and listened to it, they enjoy it. So I think it's all about what you like, you know, and what you don't like. I mean, because Wale put this album out, and people may think it's garbage, and the next time it may be something great. Which we've seen before, because if you bring up his catalog, I think, I'm not going to say this is it. Well, I could say this is one of his worst albums, but the one that I really didn't like the most was that album Gifted. Although it wasn't bad, it just wasn't something that I was accustomed to. And I thought, like, once he signed with MMG, I was kind of like, damn, this is going to change his style. And it kind of did, and it kind of didn't. It kind of like was like, okay. That's one thing about when you find, like, when you sign with a record label, you got to make sure that they're going to allow you to continue to put out the music that you've been putting out. Because when you get with these record labels, they try to change you, and it may hurt your career. So I just feel like, well, Wale, maybe he put this album out. He said it was for his hardcore fans. He said it was for the people who stuck with him from the beginning. He said he had a daughter, and he just wanted to make positive music. So I can kind of understand that. But let's be honest, Chris. Do we want positive music? Do we want that all the time? Like, we don't.
I think it's important to have a good balance, you know? Like,
it is.
I think the best rappers can find a good balance in being conscious.
Right.
And also giving you that club type of music, you know, and give you a different vibe. So it's all about balance. And I think on this album, Wale didn't really have a direction. He just said, I don't want to sound like the old me, which is nothing wrong with that. So, you know, it's just, it's a tough one, man, you know, with the way rap is now, man. It's like people want you to stay inside your lane. As soon as you step out, they shoot you in the head, man.
It definitely does. So that's, I mean, hey, he may, like I said, he may come around next time and give us some epic. Like, I'm not going to say epic, but something amazing. So, it's all about waiting and seeing, man. But, yeah, album sales, oof, it was tough looking at it. I mean, I don't really care about album sales. I just feel like 18 to 22,000, that's considered a flop. Like, there's no way to look at it.
Yeah, man, I agree. I think that if you don't, you know, crack, for somebody's somebody of Wale's stature to not crack 50,000, that would be disappointing to me, you know, exactly. In that first week, because Kendrick moved 238,000 in his second week. So it's like damn, like Wale got to go back to the drawing board, man, and he really got to step his game up.
You do, and that's why I say sometimes being positive in music, it hurts you, because nobody wants to see it all the time. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, because I respect him for, you know what I'm saying, he had a daughter, so of course he doesn't want to disrespect women, and he don't want to be in that lane, but sometimes controversy sells. I'm not necessarily saying make up nothing, but you know how, let's take Rick Ross for example. Rick Ross was in a better time of his life. He had got away from Lyra. Poor Rick Ross. I mean, I don't know why you got rid of Lyra, but he took everything. He even took Meek and Nicki's breakup and used it. You know what I'm saying? So he took everything, positive, negative, and he put it into a great body of work. So I just feel like next go around for Wale, I can't tell him what to do anyway, but me being a fan and him being in my top 10, I just feel like we need that conscious Wale. We need that. Maybe somebody needs to piss him off or, you know, something. So we just, like I said, it's a wait and see process with that.
I know, right? And that's what made Rick Ross' album so good, is he was able to put other people's situations and their, just speak to what they're going through and what they're dealing with in his music. Like, he mentioned Lil Wayne and all that. Like, that was that was a reach out to another famous five-star rapper. You know what I'm saying? Even to the Meek Nicki situation. You know how much I respect that, you know, when he was able to do that. And that just shows you just expertise right there, man. That's why he wanted the best. And I think Wale can do that too. He has that potential, but he got to figure it out, man.
Yeah, it's all about finding your sound. You definitely got to find your sound. Because, I mean, I understand him not wanting to sound the same. But look at, and I hate to say this because Kanye West is still in my top 10. He's one of my favorite. But look at the way Kanye was going. Kanye started off with the backpack rapping, and it was working for him. College dropout, late registration, graduation. All three albums were great. Even the My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy album was great. But that 808s, even though I enjoyed it, some people didn't like it. Yeezus, even though I liked it, some people didn't like it. They kind of felt like he was changing. So, you know, it's all about finding, you know, where you're comfortable at. And given every album you put out, let's just be real, every album you put out isn't going to be your best body of work. But you have to take into consideration that, okay, I have diehard fans and I have fans that I'm trying to reach. So he has to reach. That's what Wale has to do.
I agree, man. I totally agree. So it's time to shout out our sponsor, SeatGeek. Definitely appreciate them sponsoring the show. If you want to get some discounts on these upcoming concerts, download the SeatGeek app. Use promo code DEBATE for $20 off your purchase. I know me personally, I'm going to be using it for this Sir concert that's coming up out here in Santa Ana in a few weeks, man. You got to download the SeatGeek app in the Apple Store or the Google Play Store. You know it's on your phone, man. Download the app. Use the promo code DEBATE to get $20 off.
Yeah, man. I plan on using it as well. I'm undecided. J. Cole's coming to Inglewood soon, so I may go see that. But of course, my Rams are here, so I may use it. I don't know, man. But I'm definitely going to use it as well. You can't beat $20. So like Chris said, man, download SeatGeek. Use the promo code ADDEBATE. Get $20 off your first purchase. It's a win-win for SeatGeek, and it's a win-win for you.
Facts, man. Facts. So another thing we got to discuss is Joe Budden being old man Joe. And I feel like we've been talking about Joe Budden a lot, but honestly, he's always been one of my favorite personalities. I wouldn't say one of my favorite rappers, but as far as a person, like I love him as a person. Like, dude is hilarious. And I agree with him on a lot of shit he says. And it was funny as hell watching him go at it with Lil Yachty on the Complex joint, man. That was hilarious.
Lil Yachty. Poor Lil Yachty. I don't know why he feels he's his place in rap, I guess he feels like he deserves to be where he is, but I don't know, Yachty, man. I'm still waiting. Yeah, watching it, Joe Budden didn't hold back. And one thing about being, like you said, a personality in rap, you have to take it. If you can't take it, then you can't be in the music business. Because, I mean, it's going to be... Joe Budden was giving it to him straight. I don't think he was lying to him, because it is bullshit. Like, did you see the album cover?
I did. And I do think that it was a marketing ploy. And I think that Yachty just put a bunch of different people up there, which I'm not mad at. It's smart. You know, it's marketing. You're supposed to do that to reach a different crowd of people. You know, because if one of the people up there, for example, had a skin disorder. So if I'm one of those people and I'm walking through if I'm scrolling through Apple Music and I see that album, I'm going to be more inclined to listen to it because I see somebody that looks like me on the cover. So I totally get why he did it. I'm not even mad at that.
Yeah, he got the skin disorder on there. He got a fat person on there. He got an albino. He got a gay couple kissing. He got a look like the black dude looking at the gay couple kissing. And then on the back of the album, it's like a pizza. I can, like you said, it definitely is a marketing strategy. I guess he feels like he's the voice of the team, the youth. And if you're going to be the voice of the youth, this album needs to be decent. You have 21 tracks. So out of 21 tracks, I'm expecting at least 10 or 11 to be good if you're going to be the voice. And I'm looking at these features, and there's only two features that stand out, Migos and YG. First of all, YG, I don't know why the fuck you would hop on this guy's album. Unless the track is decent. Second of all, Migos, I heard that song, and that song is cool. But I can respect him for the album cover, because he's addressing real life situations. It's not like it's something made up. It's not like it's fake. He even has the gender signs on the bottom. So maybe he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, man, I'm not mad at him. You know, I'm not upset with you marketing your album to reach a large demographic of people, because those are the people that like him. Like, all the white kids in high school right now, they love Yachty. They're like his biggest fans, and it is what it is, man. Do what you got to do. But it was hilarious to see Joe Budden going old man and attack him. Oh my god! Like,
definitely hilarious.
He was pointing at him with the finger. He looked like he wanted to hit him so many times.
Right. You know what I don't like, though? I don't like the fact that Lil Yachty's dad hopped in, like, on Twitter and was like, nigga, first of all, who are you? I mean, I know that's your son, but bro, like, what gives you any right to come at Joe Budden? That's just how I feel.
I don't know, man. I'm not a fan of when parents jump in. You know, I think you got to let them handle that. You know, let them be a right. man or whatever. It ain't that
exactly.
deep.
Definitely know. Not. Because all Joe Budden is doing is trying to bring out the best in Yachty. It ain't nothing personal. We all know that. Joe Budden is an advocate for the culture of hip-hop. He said it on numerous occasions. So that's all he's trying to do.
Facts, man. Facts, so...
If y'all don't watch this show, man, make sure y'all check out Everyday Struggle. It's on YouTube. It's like a podcast, but it's more of a visual podcast. I mean, the most ignorant person in the world, DJ Academics, just check them out, man. It's a great, great show.
Yeah, man. So I think we forgot to discuss it last week about the whole independent rapper thing, the Chance the Rapper situation. And this is something else that I wanted to discuss with you, because this is in a hip-hop type of realm. Well, it will be eventually. Independent artist. And we saw Chance the Rapper at his concert, basically dissing all the major labels.
He went in on Def Jam. I was like, whoa.
I respect that. You know what I'm saying? And I think that the way we're going with the internet and how easily accessible everything is, I think it's important to be independent. You know, like, I look at a guy like LeVar Ball and what he's doing in NBA. people keep calling him crazy, but personally, I love it because he's going on an independent route. And he's doing the same thing Chance is doing, saying that I have a product or I have a service. My son is offering you a service of I'm going to go on the court and play. It's the same as me putting my music out. Instead of Chance giving it to Def Jam to then put out for him, he just put it out himself. And he's big enough to where he can do that. Now LeVar Ball is going to make himself to where he's big enough to put out the Big Baller brand without any of these other brands. You know what I'm saying? All of this goes hand in hand, and independency is just the way to go. You don't want anybody to control what you're doing, your decisions, what you can put out, when you can put it out, who you work with. Like, that's not, like, great as far as being a creative person. You don't want nobody to control you when you're trying to create. So I think that one of the most important things is we got to support these people who are independent. Like, really support them. Like,
yeah.
But the thing about LeVar Ball, the one thing I will say is he need to change his design. He got to improve his clothing. He got to work on it first. He got to improve that first. I'm going to be honest. But let's be real, though. If he got the Migos to wear a Big Baller brand shirt and post it on the gram, everybody's going to go and buy it, no matter what it costs.
That's a lie, bro. That is no lie.
Like, let's be real. If the Migos came out and had on some of them Big Baller shoes, or if, okay, perfect example, that 3-on-3 tournament that's about to start, right?
Oh, yeah.
If he had just the coaches wearing them shoes, just while they coaching, man, you know how many people buy them damn shoes? Come on, man. So I think that independent people or independent artists, and I put these together because while it's basketball and music, it's literally, they're synonymous because it's all a form of art and it's a form of independence. You got to be independent in whatever it is you're doing. You can't let anybody own you and your soul, basically. Because how many artists have we seen in these documentaries get fucking robbed, bro? How many artists and groups done got robbed? When in TLC, they got like $1 per album they sold? Come on, man.
Yep. Happened with NWA as well, if you saw the movie.
Yeah, man.
So, before I address the independent thing, one thing I will say about LeVar Ball, I respect him as a businessman. I just feel like he needs to word what he's trying to say better.
His approach is off.
That's it. Other than that, he has it. I feel bad for Lonzo.
Don't
considering you, that I Nike and Adidas and all that turned them down. But other than that, I feel like his dad knows what he's doing. I feel like he's trying to, you know what I'm saying, this brand is going to be big. And like you said, let Kendrick go. When Kendrick can't go to concert, Kendrick being from, you know, L.A., and Lonzo Ball and the whole Baller, Big Baller brand is in L.A. Let Kendrick go to that concert wearing something like that.
Come on, man.
You don't think nobody's going to eat it up?
And you shouldn't even feel sorry for Lonzo because, yeah, he can't wear Nike and all of that stuff.
Well, I just felt bad for him because I'm pretty sure growing up he's always probably thought about a Nike contract or an Adidas contract and all that. But, I mean, hell, let's be real. Half of the shit that Adidas and Nikes make right now is ugly as shit anyway, so...
And it all looked the same, if we're going to be honest.
Yeah, like, so if your dad is giving you a chance to make your own shoe, market it, and somebody picks it up, hell, you can go to freaking Peak, the Chinese company, and make the best shoe ever. Somebody, I'm telling you, man, it's a wait-and-see approach with him.
Man.
Now, the independent thing... It's like what I said about getting with a label that doesn't try to change you. Chance the Rapper is smart. Now, Chance the Rapper isn't the best rapper in the game. And I want to make that clear right now. Because everybody thinks Chance is just so, so great. And I'm not going to say he is, and I'm not going to say he isn't. I feel like his catalog isn't there yet. Because I get a lot of people saying, I like Kendrick, but I'm more of a Chance fan. Like, Chance to out-rap Kendrick. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, what did you just say? So Kendrick catalog is worse than Chance the Rapper. Like, no. Chance the Rapper is an animated rapper, and that's not a bad thing. It's actually good, because Chance the Rapper has amazing energy, and I love his energy, and I love the coloring book. Acid Rap was dope, but I just feel like I need to hear more before I give him that, you know, that clout. As far as being independent,
let me ask you this. Is Chance the Rapper one of the top independent artists? Because I would say
absolutely.
Undoubtedly, he got to be top five right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely, he is. he won a Grammy, so that alone puts him up. Like, who? I can't think of any other independent artist that has won a Grammy for a project. And like you said, he put it out free. And it's like he said, why would I give it to Def Jam? Because I know they're going to try to make me change the shit. Oh yeah, we like it, but you're lacking a club hit, or you're like, you know, that's what they're going to tell him, and that's not what he wants to hear right now. Chance the Rapper had so many deals on the table he could have signed with, and he didn't. He passed them up. Some may think, nigga, you dumb for passing up $100 million or whatever, whatever. But it's actually working out for him. He, like, being an artist, you have to think about yourself. Like, you can have all this, and this is what I want people to understand. Money doesn't make you or break you. You can have all the money in the world and be miserable as fuck. And you can be broke as hell and walk around, you know, like you the shit. It's all about being rich in your mind and having that respect for yourself to know, okay, if I'm going to be marketed, why not market myself? Like you, Chris, you writing a book, right?
Yeah, man. Major 3 coming soon.
Would you want your book to be marketed by somebody else? When you go try to publish it, they're going to say, Chris, take this out. You know, this isn't, you know, when you can just sit there and do it yourself. You know what I mean? Like,
man, that's facts. And that's the main reason why I'm publishing on Amazon.
You know, exactly. And
that's one of the main things here at the Greatness Podcast Network is you create something. You put it out on your own. Everybody that's a part of the network has the ability to push their own brands. You see with Doe and his brand of body care products with Lola and Doe and the Intelligent Rebel Squadcast. You see with Todd Millionaire, Todd Capital. He got an investment fund almost at 100 members. Like here at the Greatness Podcast Network, we all work together and support each other. And you're still independent. It's just you have people around you that you can go to for help and all that. Yeah, man, we work with each other and nobody is constricting you with what you can do. You know what I'm saying? So I think I really love the way that these artists are going independent. And one independent artist that we got to talk about a little bit, people aren't talking about him now, but they will eventually, is that dude, Singer Russ, man. He getting there.
Oh, yeah.
Rapper Singer Russ, he getting there, man. His joints been fire. He getting a little plug. That album is coming out in actually Friday. So I'm telling y'all, man, look out for Russ, man, May 5th.
I heard that Cherry Hill the other day, and I was like, wow. Like, it was amazing. But yeah, man, ain't nothing wrong with being independent. Now, if you're going to be independent, you can't sit around and wait, you know what I'm saying, for somebody to hear your shit. You gotta put it out there. There's SoundCloud, YouTube. Hell, there's Instagram Live, Facebook Live. You got to get out there and market yourself. There's a guy that I met off Snapchat. He's an artist. His name is Prince B. And every time he makes a song, he sends it to me. And regardless of if it's good or not, I respect him for that. Not saying it's not good, because this guy is very talented to me. But he markets himself very well. He pushes himself. He doesn't wait. And this is a 21-year-old dude that I'm talking about. And I love that. I love when people market themselves and they put their own stuff out. They don't wait. And I'm not saying like, oh, I want to be a rapper, so that's all I want to do. That's not a way to go about it. I mean, this guy works, and he does his music. It's all about what you're passionate about. So if LeVar Ball is passionate about his Big Baller brand, it'll work. If Chance the Rapper is passionate about being independent, it'll work. So you only gonna get out what you put in. That's pretty much what I want to say.
Facts, man. Facts. So last thing we need to get to was Funk Flex was talking wild, man. He was talking crazy. Yeah. We got first though. So let me explain to people who might not have heard. Funk Flex, you know, the famous New York DJ. He was on Instagram Live going in. He was explaining the situation with the rapper, of course, the revolutionary Tupac. Just talking about the situation in which Tupac was shot. Funk Flex basically explained that Tupac came in the studio and before anything else could happen, he shot himself. And then he had other people come at him. But I don't know, man. I don't know how much I believe that. I can understand if he said it, but he was a little disrespectful too. He called Tupac Cheddar Bob. That's, come on, man. Come on.
Funk Flex, come on, man. You are old enough to understand that Tupac has been dead for how long? And you come out with this story now? Maybe you're doing this because you know the movie's about to come out in a month, and you probably are trying. You're probably trying to help the movie, but the movie don't need no help. And I don't know what you're hoping to get from this, but just let it go. Lil C's, I don't know why you even was at damn, what's the word I'm looking for? Egging him on. I don't know why you were even egging Funk Flex on for something that probably happened, whew, God knows how long ago, but I just don't believe it. I'm not buying it.
Right.
I'm not buying it for the simple fact is it didn't sound true.
It don't even sound believable.
Right.
Exactly what you said, man. Once you get to a certain point, you gotta leave shit like that alone, dog. Let it go. Stop talking about it. Leave it alone, man. We ain't trying to hear that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. I don't really want to talk about that situation too much. I don't really like
talking about. I got one more thing to talk about.
What you got, man?
R. Kelly, man.
Oh my God. I heard.
R. Kelly, like, what is the deal with R. Kelly, bro?
Didn't he get somebody else's wife STD, right?
That's what I'm hearing.
Oh my God. Oh man. R. Kelly is wild, man. R. Kelly is that friend that when y'all go out, he try to talk to the girls, and then the girls tell him no, and then he start trying to cuss him out, and he mad disrespectful, so then you look disrespectful too. It's like, I'm not with him. R. Kelly is that guy who's just like always off on in his own world mentally, man. It's sad, man.
It's very sad, and I really, really, really hope that it's not true. But it's one of those things that I can give a shit about, because R. Kelly, say what you want about R. Kelly, he's still one of the greatest to bless us with music. So, I just hope for the sake of marriage and double standards and all that kind of stuff, that it's not true. But, man.
All right, man. That's good for another episode of Debate the Music. Sleeper picks. Let's hear it, man. Let's hear it. What you got?
All right, man. I got this artist out of Compton. He signed with Pharrell. His name is Buddy, and the song is called Shine. The song has a kind of a old school feel to it. It's not something too hard. It's like right in the middle. He raps, but it's like he's like harmonizing on the track, and I like it, man. That's why I'm using it today. So shout out to Buddy. The song is called Shine.
Driving through the fog with my high beams, putting on my visine. Let me tell you just what I seen. Angels falling from the sky, I just hope that they can take me back to where the pearly gates be. And I've been counting down the days because I know we gotta die soon. That just means I get to fly soon. And I know I'm not the only one out here that's not afraid. Alright, alrighty, well I'm finally on my way. I know I can't fail if God testing my faith. And if I don't hurry, I might be too late. Even with all of this darkness in my grave, I still can't help but shine. I can't help but shine. I still can't help but shine. And we can't help but shine. I can't help but shine. You see it? Hey, I can't help but shine. You see it? Hey, I still can't help but shine. We can't help but shine. You see it. I can't help you ever since I was.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah, man. What you got for us this week? Well, today, not this week, excuse me.
Yeah, we can't even say this week like most podcasters because we post 3-4 episodes a week sometimes, man.
Yep.
So, for me, I got this rapper with a singer. I don't know if his name is Jahkoy. It's spelled J-A-H-K-O-Y. I'm going to just say Jahkoy, man. If I fuck your name up, my bad. This song is called Acceptance. Nice little vibe track, you know. It feel like a nice 90s joint.
Shorty's sexy, caramel complexion, well educated, very respected, subtle sexy, ready to stress me. Up in Hawaii, up the flight to Miami, fell in love with the magic. All I got, you can have it. Got me under your spell. Them other girls, they can't crack it. No, they can't have me. Girl, I'm breaking these habits. I'll put you where you wanna be. That's beside me, I promise. Let's get it poppin', yeah. Let's get it poppin'. You went off to college. You're exploring your options, hey, yeah. Why you over there with him, babe, yeah? You need someone that's gonna win, babe, yeah. I've been trying to swim, girl, you got me swimming good, oh no. Girl, I've been drinking, prizing your pictures.
All right, man, that's good. That's another episode of Debate the Music. Make sure y'all, again, man, download that SeatGeek app. Use promo code DEBATE. Check out our website, greatnesspodcastnetwork.com. We got some very, very good improvements coming. We got some other surprises coming soon, too, man. We got a magazine we got in the works, man. We about to drop a magazine covering the whole network, man. Be on the lookout.
Oh, I mean, we're going to be looking for models.
Yeah, man. Models, if you got any type of art, you got, you paint, if you draw, if you got clothing, if you sing, you dance, whatever, contact me, man. I'm on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness. We can have a conversation. We can set up a meeting because we will be looking for some great content to be putting into our magazine very, very soon.
Follow me on Twitter at KingTail21. Also, hit me up as well. And let's network, make this thing big, man. Sky's the limit.
All right, man. Thank y'all for listening.
Thank y'all.